Reshus Avi Mari. It's not working. Reshus Avi Mari. Holding my very important Simin Sif. Simin Kuf Samaches by Sif Yud Zayin. We have a case brought down by the Mechaber of Pashtido that is explained by the Mechaber has a filling of either meat or cheese or the case of fish. And the loch over here is you make a moitzi upon it. The question obviously is, you go back to Sif Zayin, the three cases over there, what's the nichol get a Passover kisman? The first case is the case of miloi. Miloi means a filling over here. Now the case over there is something that's sweet. You have put inside of it a geizim, tavlinim, sugar, and other jam inside of it. So the question is, what is the difference between the case over here when you have meat and cheese inside, there's something that's sweet inside? The Betz in the Taz says it's also the same thing from Sif Yud Gimel. Then we have a question, Sif Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel, and Sif Yud Zayin. I mean, Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, the case of Pashtino also, brought down by the Amor. Now this says, here Shemayim should be Machmer, mitzad HaShigya Pas. Why is not a case of Passover Kisten? As I've read the Taz, the Mokav Rom, they have a question, Sif Zayin, is a Milo a Passover Kisten? And Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, did not sound like Sif Nichol Geda Miloi. Come on, the Taz, you want to answer. They're all three of the same halacha. Don't nichol get a Passover kistin. However, Sif Yud Gimel and Sif Yud Zayin is causing a case being kaver sudo. Ziva coming along the Tad and says, you have anything that's meat inside with anything that's around it that is a case of real pass. If it's baked that way, it has a halacha Passover kistin. You eat it by itself, it's mezainis, kaver sudo. You wash the bench over here. She just Taz. La locha who passed like this says the words of Bia Locha and Sif Yud Zayin, Harbe Achroinim. Harbe Achroinim. Marikash goes this way, the Al Rabba goes this way, the Eben Oizah passes this way, the Chay Odom is Cheshish this way, Mogim Gibayim goes this way, the Kitz are passing this way, the Benish Chay passes this way, the Fisher says to be Cheshish this way, some is falling down that way from Liashim this way. The Ritaj Shito, that anything that has a Mila, whether it's sweet or not sweet, would not Mechalik, Nichol get a Passover be Kistin. The case of Miloi, they make a mezainis upon it when not kver sudo. Asad Hashemi, Magav Rambam by Austin Sif Yud Zayin is the same exact question. And if you kver sudo, then you do make a mezainis, correct. But if you're not kver sudo, then you make a case of mezainis over here. So again, we have this Taz Shita, which four times, three times by the Taz. He writes this halacha, Stai. Yes. That means the Taz, Sai, and Sifkon Vav, Sifkon Yutes, Sifkon Chof. The Kamalan says, no chiluk whether it's meat or food over here. The loch is any miloi, the loch is you make a mezain to win an akvir sudo. And Sal Hashani, the Mogavam, is the same exact question. He sounds like he wants to make a machalik, so shame out of it, the Shmuel HaLekut, say Vatani over here. But his yisoid is pshat of the mechaber. It depends what the miloi is. If the miloi is a case of Paris, a case of Kinuach, then that's the ik over here. Masha Enkein, with a case of Gvina Boss of a Dogim, therefore the Ikki is Mosin, therefore you're not Mabatul the Torah's Lechem. The only said of Lechem is to give Sviya, you're eating it in the Derech of Mosin over here, therefore how can you tell me the Pas is not thick over here? Avad I want to come eating it in the Derech Sviya over here. For that reason, the Kamal, we have the Mele of meat, the Lech is a Geder Pas Miyad, even though you're not Kaveh Sudo. That means again, you have something that's inside, Kreplach inside. The locha is the idea is without other svaras what you make. We'll come along over here, any miloi, you make a moitzi miyad. Who pass like this? The grass goes this way, kadarkoi. Even though you're not kaveh sudo. Grass goes this way, the Mayim Mordechai goes this way, and the Mishmur passes like the Magar Rom. That means even though he says in the Bia Locha, Harba Echonim like the Taz, he passes like the Magar Rom, and therefore once the Mishmur goes this way, so it's from Migdal B'Yashu this way, Olatzin goes this way, Chodashani goes this way, Shlom Zalman goes this way. They pass like Lachor the Mishnah Berurah. However, coming to the Mishnah Berurah makes a very important Tanai over here. He wants to make a Pshara, Kain of Pshara, to answer up the Rishonim over here. Since it's true that the Magar Ram says halacha that you're eating something as a Yemiloi, that's a case of Muslim, the halacha is Avada, even right away you have to wash the bench. However, he says it really depends what exactly the get of what you're eating over here. If something is big, you're eating it for the sudo. It's a case of a moitzi. But let's say you're eating something as a chatif, as a snack, something small, directly kinuach, it's a case of mezainis and less kaveh sudo. Let's speak out what that means exactly. The way the Chodesh Shana brings it down, perekas. Some of them go to the store and get these big brekkers. They can serve them as a meal. Some of them get these small ones, they serve a kiddush, they serve a siyum, as a chatif, something as a snack. So it's the same thing, same flour, same dough, same filling inside. This one, and they're made in the same way. This one's called the big slices, one's called the small slices. Okay? Besides that, that's another question. But that's the example he's saying. He said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he wants to answer the same. The Tani Shibolek and Namot Machlokes among Rishonim. You take the same thing. One's made for a pseudo. The act over here is for a sphere over here. Then the loch is right away, you have to wash the bench. Mashenki is made to be a chatif, made to be a snack. And the tzitzua is a snack over here. There's small things over here. Then if you eat one or two mezainis, you eat 20. That's your meal over here. You have to wash the bench and get a kfiya pseudo. So we have, again, we have the Taz among Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah says, suffer in the Das among Avram. His words are near Poshet. The words of Mishnah Berurah is as Poshetim, something that's a kikim that has meat inside. Avada, if it's nikim, meiv, kinoach, the loch is, it's going to be a mezainis. Agam, it's a meal or a basar. That means he took the among Avram, and he wants to answer the among Avram is saying a case, taf goins for a pseudo. If the among Avram is made to be a chatif or kinoach, even when the among Avram becomes a mezainis. Very important that you say in the Mishnah Berurah. Another example they speak out. Something called franks and blanks. How do you say in Hebrew? Nachnik with Batekalim. How do you say franks and blanks in Hebrew? Right, so basically, you have a hot dog, and then you frank inside, well, that's a meal. And the small ones over here, that may be a chatif over here. So that's Rebelski, that's the example of the Mishnah Berurah. That's a chatif over here. You make a bracha on mezainis. Now, about if you make it first, the dough, you make the bread, you put it in the outside. Breakfast naknik, okay. That's what it's called. Moshe, you agree? That's called breakfast naknik? Well, he says something in Hebrew, I don't know what he said. Okay. So again, so we have the Taz, we have the Mogavrom, and the Shavuz Havon in the Mogavrom. Building upon that leads to the question of pizza. Now, pizza, of course, there are numerous shallows to discuss. But again, focus on our sugya. That means, first of all, pizza's hot. You want to say, that's kind of eating something hot. One shiloh. You might see eating holding your hands. We spoke on Simon Kufayin, Issa holding things in hands after our parents. Why is man allowed to go do that? Maybe Mishan and Metzias. A third question is, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's by Baya, the Shulchan will say Metzias changed in the Nog of Derech Eretz. According to Shulchan Aruch, you don't gain out of it. A third question is, do you have to wait 6 hours or not? Fine. Everyone here usually doesn't. I know there's a lot of factory upon why that's not so. It's hard cheese over here, it's yellow cheese. When you get to our sugya, what bracha do you make on pizza? So, as my son told me this morning, there are two different types of pizza on the market. He told me there's pizza made with mayim, and there's pizza made with fruit juice or with milk inside. So let's divide the two of them up over here. Let's first take a case of pizza made with mayim. What's the bracha do you make upon that? So first, is pizza nichel negedah of miloy? So I still want safe one to argue the point. It's not miloy. Miloy means a pouch over here. There's no pouch. My oldest form is called pizza nichel negedah miloy. That's a simple understanding. It is miloy. No, I'm saying it doesn't have to be inside. The pouch is nichel negedah of miloy. So let's analyze it. Go through the sheets over here. According to Taz, the miloy is cheese. It's possible to be kisnin. Where's the bialoch? A harbor couldn't go like the Taz. According to Taz, one slice of pizza, not kaveh suda, what do you do? Again, we're talking about pizza with water inside, not juice, that's something else. Pizza with water inside, according to Taz, make mezainis. That means you went over to El Rabo, or the Kitzer, or the Chayadim Choshish, or Dan Fisher, or the Kamlung, the Evan Oizel, they'll tell you what's halacha, one slice of mezainis. How about when this way? For oid, even the Mishibur's world, it's not claiming, one slice, is that the Kinoach? Is that the Sviyo? Maybe it is the Mishibur, because the Ulay is not claiming the point, what's the Mitzias Bisman is there? There's one malach over here clear that you should make mezainis on a regular slice of pizza made with water. Asad Hasheni. The Maisis says, pizza, that is the sphere over here. And we're eating a bit of a sphere. Void. I said over the Mishibur, they said over here, the case of the chatif and not chatif. It's made for snack, made for meal. I said over how the Chud Hasheni says it over. Others want to read the words of the Mishibur and the Bialocha, I said over incorrectly. Mishibur is saying, they said over here, it depends how you're eating it. Are you eating it l'kinoach for dessert? Or are you eating it for the meal? No one is eating franks and blanks of breakfast for dessert. L'kinoach. No one does it that way. Read the words of Mishabur, Likunuach. Now, kids say, no, buddy, I have a brother of mine for dessert. Every time I have the cake, and he takes out his meat to eat. Fuck, he likes dessert. Meat. There are people who enjoy that for dessert. But Bader Klal, no one's taking out their franks and blanks or records as dessert, as kinoach. They don't want tiny, there's nothing to do with pizza. Pizza, the whole Yisrael is what? Is to give you mazon. It's for Sriya, whether it's to get by or to get to the next meal. I have a suit over here. That's the Yisrael in the Mishnah Berurah. That means it's a machlekes navona pshat in the Mishnah Berurah.
A snack be considered the
kinoach? No, that's the question. The word chatif means snack, right? That's what Islam tells me. So the question is he saying the Mishnah Berurah a snack or is he saying the Mishnah Berurah kinoach? To be an argument, the Mishnah Berurah starts one and ends off with the Yisrael kinoach. No one eating the kinoach as a dessert. So the Maisa, what do? That those want taina, pizza is a vada, maitzi, because first the vada is a sriya, and that's even called the Mishnah Berurah, and they want to look upon it. And there we have Lara Tzion, and the Bidal Binashiv, that way, you know, Scheinberg, the Sturmbach, the Ephraim. The pizza made from water, vada is a maitzi. A sana sheni, they bring down, the Yisrael Moshe's question, pizza is mezainas. Why? You have the Taz, the Bishar Choinim, Ulai maybe declares the Nichol to get a Mishnah Berurah. Ulai says Nichol the Mishnah Berurah. I said that just for you. Before you interrupted me. Number three over here, come on. Yes, I didn't do anything. I just picked you because I want you. But outside the Shlishi over here, this question to Shlomo Zalman, if he's saying Bracha, and they say, oh, from him, really depends what country, what the Tzur of the Achila is. He says in Eretz Yisrael, the Tzur of the Achila is, they have it as a meal. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, since everyone has pizza as a meal, that's what is. It's a suit over here. A gam you eating as a chatif, Mishbuah says, Be'etzem butler daito, Be'etzem, it's a Passover year. Masha Enkin, he says, in other Medinas, which they say he means America, where some people has it as a chatif, some people has it as a suda. Not everyone has it as a snack, but some have this way, some have that way. The if it goes after your dasa, you plan to go do. What are you having it for? One slice of snack is mezainis, three slices of mice is a meal over here. So it goes after, again, because once you take that one of the Mishnah Berurah, it can go after what place you live in. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, what is it? Is it a chatif or is it a pseudo? And it's all about the pseudo, said Shlomo Zalman. America could be this way, that way, depends what you're doing it for. Chatif might be a mezainis over here. So first, it comes out, we have clear among the swarm of three mahalchim over here. On pizza made from water, Taz says mezainis, magav rum, l'chura, be a case of hamaitzi, where you can argue the point. And then there goes a thought, depend upon the Medina, what's the tzur over here, what to go do over here. If the tzur is for chatif, or the tzur of the Medina is made to be a suit over here. Now, the fact that the Olam says over in America, the Matthias is worked down again by different svarim, that people in America, nice, a lot of people have it as a snack. Is those facts true? It's coming to Bir Alocha, and the Vizayisa Baruch in the Sefer, you want to say that it's true, Shlomo Zalman said that, but that was years ago. Now, at the time of the Chur, the Messiah changed, and the Be'ikya, most pizza are made for meals and not for a snack. And therefore, true, Rabbanu is and Moshe could be 100%. Most of the Messiah is not that way, and it cannot be that seaside. Rabbanu himself, and he wrote a letter that actually they told me he was hanging in Lakewood for a while, that someone wrote him a letter of facts that the USDA took a survey around America. How much pizza is made being eaten for a meal and how much for a snack? So the number that says 175,000 people they asked, or it might be 17,000, I'm not sure how you read it, but it's a lot of people who asked, and over 90% of the people ate it as a meal. So Rabbanu, if that's so, even according to this Mahalach that goes after the Metzias in America, most the Metzias today, at least in what's written in the past 10 years, it's only the ik is made for a pseudo.
How did the USDA define meal?
I don't know. You do your homework, you tell me.
No, do you count three slices, two slices, one meal?
According to this, it'll come out. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you'd make hamotzi, correct. That's what's coming out. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So first, again, so to get to pizza made from flour and water. Those two things together, and then you have cheese on top of it. The Maisa comes out, we have three different cheetahs. You have to know what the Matthias over here is. The Maisa, at the end of the day, the Taz does not make a difference what the Matthias is. The Taz will hold a whole case of Mazinus over here. You can't get involved with Machalik's Mayim Mordechai and Nasivis, the Siba Simon over here, and all the Machalik's get involved with. Lechur, if the Taz will be Mazinus, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogavram, Lechur, it should be a case of Amoitzi. Let's take the next stage over here. Those who want to be Machman, the Badat say what to go do with pizza. So I give you an Eitzah, a lot of stores can tell you. to put inside fruit juice or milk inside. That means the store costs. So from us, he puts some milk. I think over here they put in some apple juice inside. And the question over here is, does it halacha switch? What's the shayla? Because we know by possible kisten, Siv Zayin, there are three cases of possible kisten. This miloy and this nilush. So miloy machlakis tazel magavram. But now we have nachas for it, say it's mezainis. Nilush. What's the definition of nilush? So we spoke out then that our numas achronim go with either masham or the grass in the shlo. Let's say once you have roiv me peris, or chol pachas, even kolshkin, chol me peris, the locha is, it's lad nechle get of nilush. That means even though the monk, the Ramah says, we go after ikr and not nikr, but came along with the grass and the shlo say, once you have roiv, that is ikr. Or came along with my shaman says, once you have a roiv, you do not need ikr, you have ikr, that's enough. Therefore, they come along and they want to put in this meperis inside the pizza over here in the dough. And therefore, you have side of the sugya of miloi, side of the sugya of nilosh. Now, to analyze what exactly the badas over here is doing, let's do the mishabur paskin like this grass, the shlo of my sham. We point out that, read the Mishnah Berurah, he says, even though it's roi, you still have to have a case of nirgash. That means the Mishnah Berurah is passing not like this Marsham. That means you have to realize pizza that has inside the fruit juice, the reason why they're coming to go say it's a mezainis, because they have two sugyas, milo and nilush, both of them the Mishnah Berurah paskins against. That means you follow a technical yid following the Mishnah Berurah, does not make a difference if you put fruit juice inside or not, both pizzas should be a case of mezainis. Be a mighty. Both cases be a mighty. Be a mighty over here.
Don't
you? You don't. Again. But it's, again, it'll be back to the Shalom Mezainis rolls. That means they come along by Mezainis rolls. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the Chor, you'll be a case of a mighty. The Moin Am, who like to follow the Badats, they're going out to Marsham or the Glass of Shlo, they're saying it's a Mezainis. Before anyone who makes a mighty Mezainis rolls, because they're saying that's the Mishnah Berurah Shito, the Chodesh should do the same in the case of a piece they don't gain out of it. Therefore, they point out the true that according to the Badats, they're saying, you have two reasons to be Mekel. But you have to realize they're cool over here, they're telling Elam to make him a Zainus, but those who want to go like the Mishnah Berurah gives them a bigger issue over here. That means they're trying to save people who are making a Zainus and one slice of pizza made from water, they're putting fruit juice, they're messing up the people who have a Bayam, that's the Sugi of the Mishnah Berurah, they point out. That means they're trying to help out people, make mezainis. Why they're passing mezainis rolls are they're going to shitosai. Mezainis is mezainis. Go to pizza mezainis. But those who don't like the das mezainis rolls, and there are signs around that's a misnomer, it's no such thing in Loevel. I never feel the Mishnah Berurah. People mamash make have a kolkara against it.
By mezainis rolls.
Or come out, anyone who goes against mezainis rolls. Because he says that get us be rave. They go with the masham shito. That's which was like the way that's near gosh.
Yeah, you don't taste the difference between a challah and a mezainis roll.
Of course, you taste the difference, but that means not ikker, has to be nicker, as be not nicker, has to be ikker. This is it. This is cake. I sense it. This no one eats mezainis roll as cake. My son this morning, he walked away nicely. Went to davening. He got a mezainis roll with tuna fish inside. And Moshe, what did he do? He sat down for a meal. What broch did you make upon it? When he had a mezainis roll this morning, a mighty fine. But Maisi had a suit over here. He had a suit over here. Yes, Bitati, I'm having a suit for breakfast. Say, a couple of days you have to sit and wash. I, for him, was only one, because he's a Maisi, like a small kid, his size over here, close his feet over here, which again, the people will change.
What does that mean, Iker? What does that mean? Nirgash or not?
Mishmur says, Roy, that's Nirgash Hatev. Has to be Nirgash Hatev. Is it Nirgash Hatev as Zaynas role?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Nirgash. Okay. The fact that he can't tell is not Nirgash Hatev. It's not that cake. He's thinking Vatano. He's thinking Vatano. He's thinking Vatano. The people are getting. The Masham is not even defending, but that's not defending themselves. We're going like the Mishavua. They're defending themselves. We're going like the Masham. That's the Olam. That's the Zayis Baruch Hu comes down. The fact that a little bit sleep, the fact a little bit is not enough. It has to be near gush hative.
Together.
Well, maybe we'll argue about this afterwards. That's completely safe.
Ain't that a little kid? Ain't that a little kid? I think that's the answer.
So, Maisa, again, so pizza with fruit juice inside, again, you have two reasons why to make all. You have Suga Sai, Miloy, and the Taz, Haber Choydim. You have Nilush, and Rosham, and the Graz, and the Shlo. Sorry? It depends what you hold, Batsam. It really depends what you hold.
What does Reuben do?
I don't know what Reuben does. The Maisa, those who say you follow the Mishavuy, it's a Schreinberg. He says it doesn't make a difference. Whether juice and not, Schreinberg tells you, a Maitzi. Are you says you make a Maitzi. Maisa, you make a moisi. Who cares this way or that way? The shvu anyway holds different. Not machalik. That means you have to answer sugim zaynus rolls what to go do and do pass like the mishvu or not. So Maisa, the first time I get chabur about it, so of course, that much of Shabbos, my family orders pizza, and we sit down to go eat. And it's from the cross street over there, my store that has mizaynus, and I'm sitting there. Okay, I'm going to hold sugya. Maisa, what to go do? I'm sitting there looking, and they're all eating it like the party going to eat. I'm like, I'm thinking. It's like, but you gotta decide. When the sugya, this is the time. You know, you're not going to decide later on. You're not going to read some book. You got to decide now, what's the correct mahalach? And I'm looking, and I'm looking. And the kavatati, you got to eat already, you know. Maisa, what to go do over here? So, what? What would he go do? What would he go do over here? So, Maisa, we have a bi'alocho and simon in the Siv Zayin. He has a kasha, Pasavo Bekislin, why don't we have a lochon sifyud gimel of Yerushimayim? Why don't we have a Yerushimayim? He says, you know why? Because maybe there's a Maimon Mordechai over there that's the Kuli Alma. That's why. There's no Kuli Alma over here. There's no such thing. There's no Kuli Alma. Now, like, even Agud Alok over here is. But so there's no Kuli Alma. That means Yerushimayim can tell you a lochon of Maisa, what to go do, Yerushimayim and Maisa, should get out of this question. L'chol focus. If you don't want to do a psak over here. No, I'm not a Yishmaim. I try to be, I want to be, I wish I was. But Maisa, that's what was telling you. So I got up and washed. Got a piece of bed and washed. No, again, because I want to be.
You wash
some
pizza or something
else? No, a slice of bread. Slice of bread. Or you sit down and have 3 slices. Don't want to have 3 slices. Well, that's your choice. Right? Everyone says 1 slice is mezainis on mezainis. 3 slices is a Kriya Suga. 2 is a question.
So water pizza, you would wash something?
No, no, it's the same question. How do you pass? Okay, so let's take water pizza. Water pizza. The end of the day, Vizoy Sabracha says, no, the loch is a suffix. The other says, Vizoy Sabracha, what you go do, you should get out of the suffix.
What's the suffix? We say, pass like a mother and mom.
Again, there's always a question. Let's analyze. What to go do? We have, in Psach, there's a question. Do halacha? Was it your Shemaim over here? What defines halacha? Is there a minig over here? That means we know already in Sif Zayin. According to Taz Magavrom and the Bach, it's a Machlekes, 3 different sheetahs. Said Taz Safa Bach, Lahokal, make him Zainus and make Alamichil. So over here it says Machlekes, it's clear Machlekes. How about him this way? How about him that way? Divin Alamichil, the Kleisel, this way and that way. It's a Machlekes, so Bach, Lahokal, Zainus and Alamichil, very good. We're in the Cloud of the Taz already. You tell me for character, right? Pizza, Cloud. Or you say, no, Mishnah Brua. You the Cloud of the Taz or the Mishnah Brua. The Mishnah Brua, and they says, my Savior, your Shemaim, there are 3 options there. Right? We have Mishnah Brua, Cloud of the Kulo. And Alamechia, and Mazainus.
So what Yerushimayim? Which bracha is best?
So the end of the day, it's a great question. We spoke out in Siv Zayin. That Moitzi, you Yotzi either way. Alamechia, you Yotzi either way.
Which one is more
important? The Bechamazin, you Yotzi either way. Right, anything you Yotzi. The only question really is the Alamechia, you take it only to rice and not to Abom. But the Maisa, we see that in Siv Zayin, that's what we did. So what to go do? The Shalah. Do we say the Maisa, Mishnah Brua said we pass in one way? Well, no, the Maisa is on Hoggis and Klai. It's a little different. We have Masham over here. Mishmur versus Masham, what do you go do?
We say it's Paisagatha.
Who says it's Paisagatha?
I don't know, we always find it.
Fine, and then they'll tell you, well, Mishmasham says that's the way. Go ahead. And the best way, Mazinus rolls.
What is this way? Pick off a draft.
Find somebody
else. What happened? You just switched to the
comments. When you open up your pizza shop, I guess you can go do that. Now, just to analyze. So, I'm saying when I give Ashkoch on the pizza shop, I'll have to think about it.
Two pizzas,
all of the. But after, so we have 2 sides over here, and we have a 3rd option, Yerushimayim, which Bethlehem seems through the whole simon over here, the last fakers, the last shalas, and clear that the Mishnah comes out that way. He's saying Siv Zayin should be Yerushimayim, except we have Maimon Mordechai. We don't have Maimon Mordechai. We don't have something that's a Kulei Alma. A Vadi should be Machmer. Either Kriya Suda like our son does, or let me sit down and have a meal over here. We'll get around the question. Now, just to analyze, people make mezainis. I'll just ask a question upon them. A lot of people here, I assume, make mezainis in 1 slice. 1 mezainis, well, they make mezainis over here. Usually, when you have 1 slice, you have a drink with it. Coke, right? You can't have just 1 slice. You have to drink something over here. So, what bracha do you make in Coke?
Shades.
Shades, fair. So, the idea is you make a shakal. But let's think about for a second what you're doing. You're saying this pizza over here is a machlokes. If it's a mitzi or mezainis, sub brachas lahakol, you can make a mezainis over here. No one can tell you for sure it's mezainis.
Because mezainis
has a mitzi. On the tzad, that's true. On the tzad, it's a mitzi. Do you make a brach on a drink?
No.
So you're being sub brachas lahakol, not to do a brach samozin, And therefore, be evil. I say, share my shelf and you brought on your drink, on your French fries. Thank you, Daddy. That, well, what are you doing exactly? Why? Let's try this again. You're taking one slice. You're making mezainis over here. Avadis machlokes mezainis amoitzi. On the tzad samoitzi, you make a brach on the drink. No. So what are you doing? You're not making mezainis. What's pattering? The breath pattering it? The brach is pattering it. Is this, what do you say to the pass? The pass is the ikur, and the drink's the toffle to the pass, or the drink's toffle to the amoitzi. You make a mighty in the drink. You make a mighty in the drink. You're kind of mitzvah of you have to make a bracha shakel.
The eating of the bracha. Why is it passing it? Hakira, that hakira. Is it the eating? Is it the eating shemay or the bracha shemay passing the
No. So there is a massive chiddush or hashulchan that Shmuel wants to sign over, and we'll get to sugi later on. They want to say that what's patuig is a mighty, not the pass. Look at the Rishon, we'll get to why the Maaseh Pasuk not going to go this way. The pass is patuig it. That's just sugya. They can the tuffle is the pass, not the bracha. On the tzad of the pass, how can you make a bracha on your coke? That means you're chash, not sure. So the lekulo, how in the world are you not making a bracha? How can you make a bracha on your coke?
So even think about
what
they go to marsham.
Oh, what? Oh, you're passing marsham.
Yeah.
Is that right thing to go do?
And you're passing like Moshe Brura. Passing
I'm not saying I said you're shemati machmir go both ways. They're passing either way.
Yeah.
The those more taina, I'm not passing marsham. I have a taz, so the molekula, I'm going this way. She's saying, no, we're not going with the taz and all the klam, all the place on the page. We're going, no idea, paski masham.
Any passive about that case is a subject, this thing is like, if you make a mitzvah, so you shouldn't make a bracha. You shouldn't make a bracha.
It's a great question. Right, exactly. Think about that. Fine. My father and son at the same time. if you kvesu, so let's say you're like my son this morning who's kvesu to, let's say, on one roll over here, and chnami wash and benched. If that's the kvesu, because that's his size, that's his group over here, I think. That was his sphere. I don't think he even finished it, I think. He finished it? No, he can't even finish it. That's his size over here. Fine. But chnami, but most of us are a little bit bigger. And for me, one wouldn't be enough, so if it's not Kviyasuda for me. If you have a pizza party in your house, blah, 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 Malka, and you don't want to help you wash a bench, you're even the Issa Lifnei Iver. That means just because this past Bunch of Shabbos, some people do that. But I don't know if even Lifnei Iver, I mean, I assume they really decided their psak, what to go do. That means people have been living life for years and been eating pizza. Now, we're in the sugya, we're trying to see what the right thing to go do is. The fact that people have been doing things for years, I assume they have the Masoira where they're getting it from, or we hope so. I don't think either of us live either. But we see clearly that not even a Veira doing one way or the other. Each one has his Mahalach, each one even kind of the Mitzvah. There's no Levatola going on back over here. Okay, Moshe, go ahead. Can you take off your mask? I can't hear you. So if you're very good, if you come along and you wash over here and you don't make a bracha on the kola. But the question is, when you eat Moshe, you told me, I asked my son, the maestro, what do you do with pizza? My son told me very simple, he was told in a cheder. He says that if you sit down to have a meal, no matter if it's made with juice or with water, you always have to wash and bench. That means he tells me every malka, he has his one slice, and he might say, wash the benches. But let's say, he says, in a case where he's not coming to have a meal, only his chatif, he tells me, well, it depends. If it's made from water, that's called pizza made from a maitzi, then he tells me, what's a bracha? That's a maitzi. Masha made from fruit juice, a chatif, how do you make mazainas? Masha, he was told in the cheder, that what to go do, the minig elam, like the bdat, like mazainas rolls, they were told that way, like the masham, to get sealed for the taz over here, masha make mazainas. Now, is there the right thing? Again, a lot of people, mamash, are going this way. A lot of kids are taught this way. After all, it's not the Mishnah Berurah. But the Maisa, that's the case of Mizanah Swells. That's the Masham over here. Mitzir of the Taz, which Haber Choynim. Therefore, the question, when you have the Chatif over here, the small one slice, what happened to the drink? Do you make a bracha or not? The Ilum doesn't make a bracha. Shall is why? Because Sabach Zahakal, that's the Klal. That's the Klal. Very good. But there are other pizzas on the market. There's something called frozen pizza. Unfrozen pizza, myself, what bracha do you going to make? So the first thing I point out, there are two different types of frozen pizzas on the market. There's one that they first make the whole entire dough over here. It's baked already. Then afterwards, they put the cheese on top. The others, they make a whole entire pizza and you're just reheating the pizza. Depends on which company you're using. That means those that want taino that they bake it fully with the cheese on top and now you're just reheating it. That's a question of pizza in general. What about you make a pizza? This is the same pizza over here. Mash Engin says in Belsky, there are pizza on the market that making fully, that bake just the dough fully. They, then they put on some cheese on top that was not melted inside. That's basically where they take in your house, put cheese on top, put in the toaster, you make pizza. Everyone knows in that case you make a moitzi. To those frozen pizzas, of course, you make a moitzi. That's what Belsky says. What? So it depends on how they're making it. Depends on how they're making it. Very good point. The Maisa, even according to Abelsky, what he's saying, you have to realize the he's Lishi Tosai. Back to the sugya of Melba toast. He came along and said, by Melba toast, a vada, anyone says it's a mezonos, it's a mistake, it's a vada samaitzi. Why? Because it was made as bread, and there's a second stage to making a case of toast. And then a case of a crack over here. Why? You know, once it's fully made, I don't care what the second stage is. Numas Pais can say, if you hold das to the beginning as you get to the ending point, look at the ending point. So when they make these pizzas, they put on cheese that was not melted on. The chur, if you look at the ending point, I don't care how the maisa was made. Maisa in this country, I think there's always made pizza always made beforehand. In America, you get a lot of pizzas that cheese are not made beforehand. Different companies in America. Another type of pizza that's discussed is square pizza or Sicilian pizza. Again, Obalski says you just know the matias how they're making it. They first make the bread. Fully made, it's baked ready. Then after they're putting cheese on top of it, the way it says the Moin Am is making a mistake, he's making mezainis because they know one slice of mezainis. The Sicilian pizza, they're doing the same thing. He said it's mamash atoyis gomer. Why? Because full bread, they put cheese on top of it. The Maisel, again, he's lishitosai. Even in the sugya by Melba toast, which is a big mavuch among the chayin of what to go do, but look at the ending stage when they made it, that's what's put the cheese on top to make the case of a miloi. Then again, about machlokes of the taz b'shem agavram. That means you have to realize Sicilian pizza, square pizza, this country is called square, right? Not Sicilian. If not gluten, it's still a moitzi. No, they don't make the Sicilian with May Paris. The Sicilian is not, no, it's only water. You can't have May Paris, you won't like it. What? Is that made here? Never saw it? Okay, I don't know.
Bagel pizza.
Anything gets
hatched
square pizza. That's just very sweet, but it's never baked. The cheese is not
half baked. So maybe we'll discuss the example. The Maisa is interesting. We brought the Zaisa Brocha to the Chabura years ago. We learned about pizza to give a shiur about it. So we actually brought all different types of pizzas over here. What to go do? Maisa, he was saying this sheet to that sheet. Maisa is someone safer. Maisa, you passing the beikir. If you can choose something, make a moitzi. But Maisa end days a chashash of the taz and try to get out of it. So yes, Maisa, you don't say being done with Dine Fisher, and says we're the taz, make him a zaynus. Why? At the end of the day, if you pick one sheet, you pick a moitzi. So Maisa, that's where we go. So, but Maisa saves the Dine Fisher. Not the way. It's not the meaning. So but Maisa, we have the Mishnah Berurah. So Maisa, at the end of the day, he was very clear in getting right to the safer. We should be choishush. This fake is we can't command every type of pizza what to go do, and therefore again, if we're not the Yerushalayim, then who is? But at least those who want to be, to try to be. I mean, think about it. Echanami, you've come late to Seder because you want to bench, like Tosha brings down the half hour it takes you to bench. Otherwise, that's the correct thing is to not get involved in this machlokes. Building upon this, let's get involved with a similar question over here. The case of wraps, tortilla. What bracha exactly you make upon it? What's the correct and hugger? What to go do over here?
Made.
So first, it's made with flour and water. Now the R wraps made from teras, and the R wraps made with juice inside. Those are not the standard ones in the market. The R star cane will sell them to get around the question. The standard ones is pure flour and water. You pour it down, it spreads out. And the question is, number one, is does that have sud in the hammer? Is it vofalofkis? Is it a case of pancakes? Is nivlish? What is exactly? Is it ovalish? What exactly is it? What's suet in the hamal? A second question is, do we pass him the sugi over here like in the sievitz goes after the sugi of sibo? The Maim Mordechai, maybe the sugi of sibo over here, or the case of the simon has to have the klolim over here. Why do we get involved with what is the metzias? Are people really eating it as a snack or eating it as a meal over here? How are they exactly eating it over here? So myself, first, there is one shayla that has suet in the hamal. That means it sounds like if you looked at Elbiash with the video, it sounds like he's saying he has no suit in the hamo, therefore it's mezainis. They bring down, they say from our father, there's no suit in the hamo over here, therefore it's mezainis. So come on to Rav Reuben, he wrote about it, gives shulam about it, he said, Avad's mezainis. You know why? It has suit in the hamo, Avad looks like bread. except the halacha over here is that it's a snack, it's a sipul. And then it goes like the Maimonachai and the Sivitz and the Minigra Ilim over here. And therefore, Avadi make case of Mazinus because everyone eats it as a snack. So those say wraps Avadi is a case of Mazinus. Atzal Hasheni, Rabelski, Shlomo Miller, and all this is a Kamlong Taino. Maiso, these things have some thickness to it, has to Lahamo. Maiso eating is a suit over here. We have the Mishnah Brew over here. The Geder is a case of Sviya, not Khatif. And therefore, they make a case of a Moitzi. And the question that Oyel Mike's pointing out, what is the difference between a case of a lafa versus lafa ishtanur versus a case of a wrap? You could tell me a lafa is thicker, right? You can argue the point. And that means you have to find what's suud and hama. Then we have two questions. What's suud and hama? Both have a dough. You could tell me that. Have a dough? See, he's saying no, he's saying yes. What could you argue with him behind you?
A
wrap? It is. It's a blila. It's made from a blila ova, not a blila rak. Again, a wrap is made from a blila ova. Metzias wise, not a blila rakel, and therefore it's a dough over here. It's just a little bit thinner than a lafa. That means they come along and they're saying you have to know where is the size that switches over from waffle lafa to the case of ovlish to nivlish. Where is the size over here? That means what is the two at nahamel? That means not my paris. Dark cloud is not my paris. Correct. That means you have something over here that has the study that seems to be that what's not two nahamel, something that's flimsy over here. Macaroni, spaghetti, lakshit, that's not suud nahamo. Mashenki, pashtido, is nichol get suud nahamo. It sounds like the getter is something that's flimsy. So why is a lafa more sturdy than the case of a wrap? And again, you saw the two videos, it looks a little bit different, the ones of Dov Feinstein being shown and the ones of Lashu being shown. Not clear exactly where suud nahamo switches over here. The Maisa of Zaysa Bracha says by wraps, what to go do, he says very clear. It's a Shiloh, it's a Sulfic. The Maisa is a Sulfic. As far as me can look on, Meister Rubin, when he gave shir about it, and he wrote about it in Moriah, he printed things about it. So Meister, at the end of the day, he said, Avadi, you make him a Zionist. Posh, you make him a Zionist over here. So I wrote him, just to try to analyze, not to be in chutz of anything, to try to understand, why are you saying Vada is a Zionist? He said, Avadi, not Shiloh, the Kaladeus, everybody. I said, first of all, and he wrote, why, first of all, we have a minor Mordechai. So first of all, minor Mordechai, be Allah, for example, Losh Nefsher. Losh Nefsher. The passing like the Maim Mordechai, Mishmuel is bringing it down. Why? Not La Loch La Maisa, to knock away the year Shemaim. But why don't we pass like the Maim Mordechai? Well, Mishmuel himself says, Maisa, we don't call like that. Number two, he says, Nesivis, the Gadosh Al Pesach, which I don't think anyone even looked up the Sefer yet. Nesivis over here, the Gadosh Al Pesach, it says that we go after whatever society decides over here. And therefore, all these cases are Siba, not Simin over here. And are Sima, not Simin over here. Sorry, Simin and not Sima over here. And therefore, it decides, changes, discusses what it is. The Sivis writes, who's he coming to argue with? The Taz, the Mogavrom. Who goes like that? The Bach, the Ebn Ezer, the Gvavavar, the Kiva Eger, the Graz, the Archashulchan, Mishne Brua, they're all coming to say the Kitzer, the Sivis is incorrect. Because the Sivis is coming to answer the Taz Kasha. They're all is the Taz Kasha. The Sivis says, I am coming to argue with him. So you have to realize that Esav Ruben, you're saying Maim Mordechai, Mishmuel Losh Nefsher. Saying the Sivis, all the Gdela place can come to argue the side of the Sivis. How can you say that? Elmai, you also run a Shekel Torah, it's the Minigah Olam. The Minigah Olam is where we pass the Sivis and Maim Mordechai. That's the Minigah Olam. So I wrote back, we'll go with Minigah Olam. Let's ask you two questions, Minigah Olam. Number one is, Mazen Israel is Minigah Olam. Forget. And he said, no such thing as Mazen Israel. Because that's a Vada, a suit over here. They said, and who says the Minig Olam? The Das gives a shkach on it. And Mishlom Zalman says the Minig Olam by Mizanis falls in Mizanis. So I have Mishlom Zalman saying the Minig Olam is not like your Minig Olam. So why is your Minig Olam better than my Minig Olam over here? You have Minig Olam over here. Va'id, you know, Minig Olam, I asked him at the end of the meal, very simple, you're eating dessert. Who makes a bracha on Passover B'Kislev? People say when you have 3 kolam, 2 kolam, according to Rav Ruben's Mahalach, the Maim Mordechai, there's no machlokes. You have one klal, you make a mezainis. Tell me, which person can sit down by crackers at the end of the meal and make a mezainis? Nobody. I asked him, tell me one person, any such a minig out there on crackers making mezainis at the end of the meal? Why? It's Pasha B'Kishin, there's no machlokes, according to Yom Mahalach, because the Maim Mordechai, every sheet even agrees with, Siv Ches says, anything that's like Knochan at the meal, you make a mezainis. Do you make a cracker in mezainis? Hamantash, you have 2 klalim over here. Cake, you have a klal over here. But you make him, anyone does that? So I said on the Minig Olam by Mizanis Rolls, end the meal, my son, not like what you're saying over here. Void. Let's say you're right. Minig, Nesivis, Maimon Mordechai, Niklayis, or whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, we still have Aloch and Sifyud Gimel that says we have a Ben Tam Shito. Then we start off with something that's a Blila Oval. Rechoshish in a year, Shemaim should not have it by itself, only to have Sudasai. Not make a bracha upon it. L'chola pachas yir Shemayim. That's a black white machaber. Mishmur came along and says, Siv Zayin, maybe the Messiah of that sheet over there. But the Vada, we have Aloch of yir Shemayim over here. How in the world can you tell me that anyone said Mizayin, that's Aloch, that's a minik? The place came and saying, L'chola pachas yir Shemayim. At least that. Even if you're right, tell a person yir Shemayim should not go eat the wraps. Not do that yir Shemayim. Less, it's speaking to Kilos Bnei Torah, not talking to Balabat over here, that's the name of the shul, Kilos Bnei Torah over here. This is the Yir Shemayim. Void over here, he says, the Metzias is, and the Ilmu here was arguing with me, and I hear a lot of people argue, he said the fact is in this country, he says wraps are made as a snack. They're not made for a meal. He said the Mexico wraps you make a moitzi, in this country everyone knows the Metzias is made as a snack, not as a meal. A lot of people, all these faces over here, what are you talking about, what are going on, the mice is made for a meal. I wrote to him, mice, and I don't tell him, it's not the Messiah that way. So he came up to me that week, he says, no, I'm going to answer you. He said, I tried to write to you. And he told me also that next year I'll come to answer you, because I went to next year, and I wrote to him again, and he gets, I didn't get any emails, didn't get any answers to my questions over here. So the mice, what are you going to do? He says, Avadis Mazainis Minigal Eilam Maimim Murachai Nasivis. Meister against the Mishmur Nubis place came over here, L'chol Poch Zir Shemayim. Meister, at the end of the day, it's a Sophic. Meister, it's not clear. You have Svoris, Mikhail Lekan, again, with Zayis HaBaruch Hu brings down, what to go do, wraps the case of a Sophic. So L'chol, you have a case of a pizza, that's a Shiloh. Case of wraps, the case of a Shiloh. Now you get Svoris, Mikhail Lekan, again, every person, this first of all, I think you divide up in two Chalokim over here, Aloch L'Maisel. Number one, the Aloch L'Maisel, this Zir Shemayim, and then it's Haloch L'Maisel. Two different things over here. Number one, Al Siyer Shemayim is Poshut. I don't think the Shiloh here, Avad, we have Sifyud Gimel brought down by the Be'alocha, and Sif Zayin. All the pasuk of Kissens that you cannot say is L'Kuliyam, there's no Tzad that way. Avad, you should not get involved with this question. That's Poshut. Now you get involved with Amar Yer Shemayim, another Yer Shemayim, my wife Yeres Shemayim. These are questions. Should I make my kids that way? These are great questions. But Poshut, Yer Shemayim, should not get involved with this question. Yes, when you're 80 years old, you're Yer Shemayim, 100%. So, fine, that's Poshut. And then the question, Lalochel, you know, you can't be Yer Shemayim because there's no water to wash your hands. So you don't want to be like, look strange, put on gloves over here to eat the thing over here. Now what are you going to do over here? Fine, as far as Mikan Lakan, if you want to be the technical Lalochel, those are tiny, you follow the Mishnah Berurah. There are people with Mishnah Berurah and Yidin over here. Put the Mishnah Berurah, Pashas, the case of wraps over here, and the case of pizza. Both times should be case of Moitzi. I'll say, Maisi, we have a Taz, Savda Malakul over here. We have Mayim Mordechai, we have the Sibis, we have Masham, we have a Graz, we have a Shlo, and that's the Minig Oilim over here. We could argue with the Minig Oilim, it's late till tomorrow. No, we have Mamish, Minhokim, that Be'etzim Mysterious. You learn the Sugya with the Sibis doing a Stiris. And Be'etzim, and that doesn't, again, I told you, it does not bother me, because the Be'aloch and Siv Zayin did that already. Be'aloch and Siv Zayin says we can take on both sides over here. He said, the Loch is we can answer the Taz question, why Savda Malakulo? I have a Baya, Maisi Yeshimayim, we'll put on the Mayim Mordechai. The Taz Mayim Mordechai is Stiris over here. So he took on both sides over here. So what to go do is a great question. Either you have to have a rov, what to go do. To pasuk yourself, the only chance you have to pasuk yourself is right now, next 2 days. You learn in the sugya. You can't pasuk yourself, you're not in the sugya. You're in the gap, so you have a choice. You can either be Yishmaim, that's the choice over here, or be Yishmaim, learn Torah right now for the next 10 hours and get a sugya klar and come with the pasuk over here. That's really two choices. Otherwise, be the evidence. You ask a rov, what to go do. Otherwise, you have the evidence over here. So myself, Moshi, what do you go do? We are Yishmaim, that's what you go do, right?
So the
Iker. Fine. So now, Ben Hashem, in a couple of weeks, it was Bar Mitzvah. We cover some all Malchus Shemayim. And his fellows of Beim is Messiah. What to go do over here? That's them. Then we just tag over here and figure out what to go do. Let's walk around.